there may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Tyler Robinson set to make a virtual appearance in court this hour to face charges in the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray says they're seeking the death penalty.
Because we are seeking the death penalty, the defendant will continue to be held without bail in the Utah County Jail.
Prosecutors alleging Robinson confessed to his roommate and partner in texts that he did it. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Utah.
I don't know if we have seen an alleged murder with such specific text messages about the alleged murder weapon, where it was hidden, how it was placed, what was on it. But also, it was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspects roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate, who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love.
This is ABC News. New reporting from the New York Times may point to a conflict of interest between President Trump's role as president and his business ventures. ABC's Jay O'Brien outlines one of those deals.
In a lengthy investigation, the New York Times zeroed in on two recent deals involving the United Arab Emirates, one with a crypto company, World Liberty Financial, which President Trump, his sons, as well as the president's friend and Middle East special envoy Steve Witkoff and his family have a massive stake in. In May, a UAE-backed fund announced it would make a $2 billion investment in another company, but using a cryptocurrency issued by World Liberty Financial. That was a big win for the Trumps and the Witkoffs.
The White House rejected President Trump has profited off of the presidency. The president extending the deadline for TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell or face a U.S. ban. It comes after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced a tentative deal has been reached with China. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some Green Bay high school football players got a big treat last night when Packers quarterback Jordan Love stopped by practice. Love was at Southwest High School to launch his second annual Love for Cleats initiative. For every touchdown Love throws or runs during the Packer season, his foundation donates Nike cleats to youth sports. Last year, Love for Cleats donated more than 1,300 pairs of cleats to programs across Wisconsin. The stage is set for another season of uplifting music in Green Bay. The AVB Community Band kicked off their concert season last night at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Formerly known as the Alloway Village Band, the volunteer concert band has gained in popularity through the years thanks to high-level performances by the 75-member group and the free admission. 44 years ago, local music teacher Bob Searing founded the band with the mission that anyone in the community should be able to come out and enjoy a quality music performance at no cost. The AVB Community Band has honored that mission and never charges admission for their monthly concerts. The concert series continues next month at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center with a Mystery and Wonder concert on October 20th. Discover Green Bay is promoting a week-long celebration called 920 Week, leading up to the date 920 this coming Saturday, or 920 as in our area code. There are dozens of different events throughout the week to celebrate, including festivals, live music, and block parties. You can also find special deals at Green Bay area businesses and destinations, including $1 off admission every day at the Green Bay Botanical Garden. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
an update on Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers receiver Christian Watson, recovering from a torn ACL, spoke to reporters. Wide receiver Jaden Reed is out for the next couple of months with a broken collarbone. So how close is Watson to returning to action?
Obviously, I got to get clearance from the medical team and whatnot, but I've got to feel 110% confident, and I'm going to be able to go out there and be Christian Watson, not 90%, or I need to be 100% of Christian Watson before I get out there.
The Wisconsin Badgers team frustrated after their 38-14 loss in Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Luke Fickell asked, does he ever get mad at his players after a poor performance?
No, I just, you're always trying to say, okay, what's going to be the best, not for me, because it feels better sometimes to put your hand through a wall or put your head through a window, right? Yeah, that feels good at times. In the long run, I don't know what it does for us.
Baseball, the Brewers and Angels tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Hot and humid again tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Some showers and storms in the late afternoon, with increasing clouds throughout the day. Storm chances continue tomorrow night, Thursday, and Friday. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. Three Dog Night and One. We're talking Everly Brothers next.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's it's the loneliest number since the number one.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party. Try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her,
and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Live and kicking local news and timeless hits 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon to you. So if you are a fan of the Everly Brothers, you are going to want to make sure you circle October 3rd on your calendar, because that's when the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers. That show will be at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center Friday, October 3rd. If you've never seen a show there, it's attached to Ashwaubenon High School. It's a beautiful theater. There's not a bad seat in the house. It's comfortable. The sound is great. October 3rd is the date, Friday, October 3rd. And if you are interested in finding out a little bit more information or want to buy your tickets, you can go to their website, ashwaubenonpac.org. And I am not spelling Ashwaubenon for you. If you lived in this area and you don't know how to spell Ashwaubenon by now, I can't help you. Ashwaubenonpac.org. You can always Google it.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM. Then advertise.
Hastening at my call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
she'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
she told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Ricky Nelson, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. How about we do the soulful strut? Thank you. local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You can also stream us off the website at WGBW.FM, just like Mark in Sheboygan is doing. How about your local news? Connie Feldman's got an update.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Hundreds of people packed into the Preble High School Commons area last night to share their opinions on how to keep our kids safe in school. Green Bay Police, school, and city leaders hosted a community roundtable for families to offer their input on what safety measures should be put in place in Green Bay schools. More police at schools, increased mental health resources, and a new dress code policy were some of the options discussed. The new safety protocols were prompted by the discovery of a loaded gun and ammunition in a backpack at Preble last week. Community leaders thanked those in attendance for the huge turnout and overwhelming support that's been pouring in from the community. Green Bay Schools Communications Director Lori Blakesley says more than $42,000 in donations have flooded in since the district announced a new clear bag policy last week. The school board will review all the ideas that came out of last night's meeting and make a presentation at the next school board meeting on October 13th. 140 years after it sank, searchers have found the ghost ship that went down off Door County in 1886. The Wisconsin Historical Society and the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association made the announcement yesterday. After decades of scouring the bottom of Lake Michigan, searchers found the wreckage of the F.J. King, a 144-foot, three-masted cargo schooner used to transport grain and iron ore. Searchers found the wreck off Bailey's Harbor on the east shore of Lake Michigan in the northern part of Door County. Maritime experts say the ship ran into a gale off the Door Peninsula on September 15, 1886, while moving iron ore from Escanaba, Michigan to Chicago.
For news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Hot and humid again tomorrow, high in the mid 80s. Some showers and storms in the late afternoon, with increasing clouds throughout the day. Storm chances continue tomorrow night, Thursday, and Friday. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
If you would give me all, 'cause I would give.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Time to pull that Stingray out of the garage and take it for a cruise. Just be wary of Dead Man's Curve.
I started to swerve, and then I saw the jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. From the Beatles to the Kinks, we're keeping with the British Invasion. You really got me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. She's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, oh, oh,
Mr. Tom Jones, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. She's a lady. Eric here. Hey, good afternoon to you. Tomorrow, another farmer's market on Broadway, that Wednesday farmer's market. Always a good time. And remember, for this year, it is not stopping at 7 o'clock like it normally does. If once September hits, it is still going to 8 o'clock. And in fact, they even added one additional market. Usually the last Wednesday in September is the last one. Nope, we're taking it to October 1st, and that will go till 8 as well. And of course, this time of year, all that great fall stuff starts to come, starts seeping in there. And of course, you can always grab yourself some dinner, a beverage, and, you know, tour the town, so to speak.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Do you think you're stronger than local police and first responders? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And I bet I got your attention because the 10th annual Unity Walk Fall Fest is on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. This event celebrates unity, fun, and the fall spirit. You can enjoy live music by local artists, games for all ages, a raffle, and a friendly tug-of-war game with police and first responders. It's a perfect day out for the whole family, so check it out by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You can also listen to us on the Civic Media app. Download it for free in your phone's app store with blood, sweat, and tears.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you.
News, timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
And I'll fly. California girls are really the most. Where they walk, and I walk. They twist, and I twist. They shimmy, and I shimmy. They fight, and I fight. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Frisky in old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Utah, Tyler Robinson appeared virtually from jail to face charges in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The 22-year-old wore a sleeveless green protective vest as he answered the judge's questions.
State of Utah versus Tyler James Robinson. Could you state your name? Tyler James Robinson.
Earlier, Utah prosecutors announcing they're seeking the death penalty.
With his DNA allegedly found on the rifle trigger, Tyler Robinson is now facing the death penalty if convicted. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray saying he will seek capital punishment for Robinson. According to Gray, Robinson's mother said Robinson had become more political and left-leaning recently and that his mother told police.
When asked why he did it, Robinson explained there is too much evil in the guy, referring to Charlie Kirk, spreads too much hate.
ABC's Alex Stone, the judge, says the court is also appointing an attorney for Robinson. This is ABC News. Fans and fellow actors are mourning the death of Robert Redford.
Robert Redford got his start on Broadway with a single line in Tall Story. TV roles would follow, including a 1960 episode of Perry Mason.
And we carried her into the ladies' lounge so that she could lie.
Movie roles were next, with Redford playing opposite Paul Newman and Butch Cassidy in The Sundance Kid.
Would you make a jump like that and you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Well, we got
Redford's first attempt at directing earned him an Academy Award for 1980's Ordinary People. Before